T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Andy McCarthy, the great Andy McCarthy from the Justice Department, is with us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline to break down the long-awaited memo that we're waiting for here. Hey, Andy, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, how are you?
Very well. Do you have any horse in the Super Bowl this year?
We're New Yorkers here, so we're Mets fans and Yankee fans and Jets fans and Giant fans, so we're like a pox on both your houses.
That's right. We are in unison. You're in between us. We both sides fire away with you. Now, Andy, we're waiting the release of the memo, but I thought a guy like you with your sources and all the rest of it might have a sense. What is so damaging, do you think, ultimately, that will be in here? The Democrats, the stuff that's been said, it's not a policy debate anymore. They're calling Paul Ryan treasonous, and we just played a cut of Heilman saying that Paul Ryan is in league with the Russians on this stuff to divide us.
Yeah, you know, it's really unfortunate that when you deal with the left, you know, it really doesn't matter. Any policy position they've ever taken goes out the window. And the Alinsky book gets trotted out, and what they do is they try to pick a person like Devin Nunes or Speaker Ryan to turn him into a villain, hope that will they'll be able to sort of embody whatever it is, in this case the memo, in the person that whose reputation they're trying to poison and blow it up that way because they don't want to deal with the actual facts. But, you know, you don't have to be very old and gray to remember like about 5 minutes ago when the Democrats thought it was really important to do what they back then when they were doing it, they called it good governance and oversight on the FBI and the Justice Department. You may remember our debates over the Patriot Act, our debates over surveillance, debates over the FBI's use of national security letters.
Exactly.
They were pretty whipped up about all those things. And when, you know, people said that they were compromising the ability of our law enforcement and intelligence agencies to protect the country, they brushed us back with all the stuff about how no one was above the law. Every agency had to be under strict congressional oversight. And because these were national security powers, it was really important that they be scrutinized and their use be scrutinized.
Yep.
And, you know, I remember back in those days, arguing the counter case, and what we were trying to argue was that the agencies had basically used their authorities, even though mistakes got made now and then, as they do in every human process, in an honorable way. I don't remember trying to turn the people who were making the counter case into Satan.
Let me draw you into something else too, Andy. I'd like to, with the memo coming down, I'll tell you who my touchstone is, and I've never gotten them on. I'm trying mightily. When Trey Gowdy talks about this and uses words about significant and leading to more questions, it's almost like Andy McCarthy, having read this and telling me this, the gold standard. When I see a guy like Steve King, again, and I have sound of him bloviating, this is bigger than Watergate, I don't think that's a good thing for anybody, particularly for Republicans, because the media wants hyperventilation about this to then say it's not as significant. I think this is very significant. It leads to other questions, but I think it's a mistake to do the King approach. I like the Gowdy approach.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You know, look, I think, and I like Steve King, but, you know, Gowdy is a guy who's a very sober former prosecutor who really likes and cares about the law enforcement and intelligence agencies. Another guy, for example, Pete King, who's a friend of mine, who's a moderate Republican from New York, very, very interested in protecting the law enforcement and intelligence agencies, very involved in homeland security issues. these are guys who've taken a look at this and said, this is disturbing. It needs to be addressed. As far as the, you know, we shouldn't date ourselves right here, Dom, but, you know, I was alive and aware during Watergate. And Watergate was a terrible thing in terms of the way power was abused, in terms of the way that it gripped the country. If this is Watergate, then let the memo sing for itself.
Hey, Andy, but I was down the shore during Watergate, and it was a night, very nice summer. And yet I wasn't on the sun in the beach. I was riveted to the moment, particularly when Butterworth, I guess it was, said, well, you know, there are tapes. Oh, my God.
That's right. Alexander Butterworth, I remember.
God,
but, you know,
God.
Let it sing for itself, though. If it's that bad, let the memo do the talking.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly want to get you back on once it breaks for your analysis of it. But you have written a really good article that we've just talked about the positioning going into this. Where do we find that, Andy?
It's at National Review, Dom. I've been writing almost every day, sometimes twice a day, the way things have been going these days. But National Review is a great site, and everybody should check it out.
Absolutely. Hey, Andy, thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. Happy Super Bowl.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.